Chapter 2. Are anxiety disorders curable?
When someone who has been suffering with anxiety steps into my office for the very first time, they seldom believe that therapy will rid them of their anxiety disorder. This is particularly true for people who have been suffering for years or decades, and even more so for those who have tried therapy and medication without any success.
At first, the idea that learning to relax could essentially eliminate my anxiety and worry was just completely ridiculous to me. I didn't think there was any chance that I would be able to change something that I'd carried with me for my entire life. I didn't think there was any way, and I'm so glad that I was wrong.
As we set out on our journey together, I'd like to begin with some good news. Anxiety disorders can be managed, overcome, and in many cases, cured. That may be difficult to believe, but it is true. People can overcome their anxiety disorder.
It's almost bizarre to think about it now, you know, how far I've come. But 16 months ago, I remember laying in bed, curled up, you know, my wife trying to help me, trying to get me out of bed, calling in sick to work, thinking to myself, I'm never going to get better. I didn't want to eat. I didn't want to sleep. I didn't want to watch TV. Nothing gave me joy. I didn't think I'd ever go back to work. I didn't know what I was going to do with myself. I was constantly worried about something, constantly obsessing about something. Had a lot of the rituals of touching things or putting things where I needed them to be in order for myself to be comfortable. It was probably the scariest and worst moment of my life. I just felt like nobody could help me. Nothing could help me. And just the obsessive thoughts of being crazy or feeling empty or despair just had taken over my life. I would say when 16 months ago, my anxiety and OCD was a 10, more. If it's 1 through 10, it was 100. But I'd say after 6 months, I had already dropped down to, say, 7. After a year, it had maybe gone down to 2. I think right now at 16 months, it fluctuates between 2 and 5, maybe. Most of the time it hovers between 3 and 4. But when you compare that to 10, I mean, you're talking about a 60% to 70% drop. Recently, I got a pretty nice promotion at work. I got promoted to vice president of inside sales. I'm now overseeing all the salespeople inside of our office. And it's pretty exciting considering where I started.
I want to point out two things about the recovery of this newly promoted VP of sales. One, it took him 16 months. It was not a fast journey. It was a slow progression. The speed of your recovery will depend on many factors I will discuss later. Everyone's different. But keep in mind, your journey could take a while, so patience and persistence will be needed. The second point I want to make is that although he was cured of his anxiety disorder, it does not mean he no longer experiences any symptoms. Anxiety is a normal emotion everyone experiences from time to time. To say you'll never experience any anxiety is like saying you'll never experience hunger. You will never eliminate all anxious thoughts, and you will never eliminate all symptoms. And if you've had lifelong anxiety, there's a good chance some anxiety will return when you experience severe stress. I interviewed our vice president about 1.5 years after he was promoted and a couple months after the birth of his second child.
So my anxiety and OCD really took off to a stratospheric level after my first daughter was born. A couple months before my second daughter was born, had started to concern myself and worry and sort of obsess over whether or not I'd get to that point again. And once she was born, you know, everything was okay. And definitely all the things that I had worried about happening again didn't come to fruition. It didn't happen. And I didn't feel like I was going to fall back to that point again.
I'd like you to hear now from others who have been able to conquer their anxiety disorders. Please do not misunderstand my intentions. I'm not playing their comments to boast or serve as a testament to my treatment methods. I've included their comments for one purpose and one purpose only, so you can hear that overcoming anxiety disorders is possible directly from the people who have overcome them.
My anxiety and my worry got worse as I got older. On a scale of 1 to 10, it went from a 6 or 7 in my teens and 20s up to easily a 9 and sometimes a 10, just in daily life. And 8 months later, I'd say, unless there's something really stressful going on, it's a 1 or 2. And even when I am experiencing stress, it doesn't ever go above a 3 or a 4. It's nothing like it used to be.
To overcome your anxiety disorder means to control it and contain it, similar to the successful management of diabetes. This program can help you significantly reduce and possibly eliminate altogether your obsessive thoughts, panic, compulsions, and phobias, so you are able to live a happy, fulfilling life, free of avoidance, free of constant worry, and free of fear. When you possess this sense of freedom, you have conquered your anxiety disorder.
When I had anxiety pretty bad, I didn't really like to talk to anybody. I mean, I wish I could in my mind, but then I'd never do it, because as soon as like someone walked by, I would just kind of turn away, and then my heart would start pounding. And I don't know, I guess it was because I would think they would judge me, or I would embarrass myself. Basically, I was really worried about embarrassing myself in front of people. After I started getting over my anxiety, I just started, you know, talking to people, just introduced myself to new people, and it felt good. I felt really good about it, and then I became more outgoing. And then I just started forcing myself to, you know, meet one person a day, just anybody walk down the halls, just stop and be like, hey, you know, I've seen you before, but we never met. And I don't know, I just I would feel really good about that. And so, you know, I would do it more. And now I just feel like I'm a really outgoing person, and you know, much more than I was before. Probably like 5 or 6 months ago, my anxiety was probably at between a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the best, 10 being the worst. My anxiety was probably at an 8 or a 9. And now it's, I would say, at a 1 or 2.
As you will hear from our writer, hope is not a prerequisite to healing, but hard work and determination are.
I was almost in a constant state of anxiety with several panic attacks an hour. Couldn't sleep, couldn't eat, and I had a complete and total breakdown at one point where I found myself lying in my bed crying in a fetal position. I was feeling so much anguish, both mental and at that point it had reached physical pain, that I started to consider suicide. So I was faced with a decision, suicide or fight like hell. And I decided I was going to fight like hell. I started practicing and doing my coping techniques religiously, and little by little I started to feel an improvement, until all of a sudden at one point I realized I was completely out of the hole I'd been in. It wasn't quick, it wasn't overnight, but by dedicating myself and refusing to give in to the anxiety, I was able to beat it. And the only reason I'm able to do that was because I just didn't give up hope. I kept trying, and I think that's the key. I haven't had a panic attack in close to a year. At this time last year, I would say my anxiety was probably at an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. Now, I'd say 2, with occasional peaks to maybe about 4, but I average about a level 2 anxiety.
I interviewed several people for this series. On a personal level, I must tell you that I was very impressed with each and every one of them. Their comments were so rich, they had so much good stuff to share, so much insight, I really had difficulty selecting what to include. Their comments will serve as examples of what I will teach you. And in some cases, they say it better than I do.
When I was the lowliest worm, when I felt like I was just completely beaten down, I didn't think that there was ever any way I would get out of that. There was any way I could even survive it. I was determined I never wanted to go back to feeling that bad and that hopeless and helpless. But I don't think I ever dreamed that I would feel as good and empowered as I do today. I'm changing, and I like who I see today.
To overcome an anxiety disorder does not mean an absence of all anxiety. Anxiety is a part of life. To overcome your anxiety disorder means that you effectively manage your symptoms so you can live an unrestricted life. To cure an anxiety disorder means to eliminate all symptoms, keeping in mind, however, that with stress, symptoms sometimes return 1 year later, perhaps 20 years later. With the tools you learn in this series, if and when symptoms do return, you'll be much more prepared to handle them.
I am handling it. My brain is not clogged full of old memories. My head has space in it now to handle other things.
The Anxiety Solution series by itself can help you overcome your anxiety, but you certainly don't have to do it alone. This series can be used in conjunction with individual or group therapy, as well as with a good psychiatrist and medication. All the people you'll hear from in this program were on medication before and during their treatment. Medication should be considered if your anxiety is so profound that you are unable to concentrate, absorb the material, or practice the skills taught in this program. If this is the case, you should see a psychiatrist for an evaluation. I know some people are against taking medication or have had bad experiences, but medication can bring tremendous relief, and for some, it's an absolute necessity. In other words, you cannot get better without it. There's no sense in suffering unnecessarily. Ask the psychiatrist questions, express your concerns, obtain information about the medication being recommended, and then you can make an informed decision.
I don't have that anxiety that I have to get home and be home every minute. I am able now to run my errands and just do the normal things that you need to do to function during the day, whereas before I was not able to do that.
So 5 months after the fact, I can function pretty much normally. I'm not on any medication at all. I do occasionally have twinges of anxiety, but they're easily manageable with the techniques. I don't have any tingliness in my toes or hands or face anymore, no sense of passing out, no panic attacks at all. I don't really avoid any situations that I wouldn't normally avoid. So I don't avoid shopping anymore. I don't avoid any areas of the house or social situations or work situations.
While there are some people who do not want to take medication, there are others who would rather take a pill and not do the work therapy requires. Usually these people learn that medication alone is not the answer. It can definitely help with your symptoms, but it doesn't teach you anxiety reduction skills that can last a lifetime. In general, the more severe your anxiety, the longer you've been suffering, and the greater your history of trauma and stress, the more help you will need. You may also have other social, psychological, and medical problems that may complicate your recovery. For instance, if you have an anxiety disorder and another psychiatric illness like bipolar disorder, you will need treatment for both. If you don't receive treatment for the bipolar, this program will have minimal impact. Major medical problems like Crohn's disease will also complicate your recovery. But even with a major medical problem, anxiety can be managed. If you have anxiety and an addiction to alcohol or drugs, again, you will need to receive treatment for both. If you have anxiety and are dealing with a severe stressor, such as being in an abusive relationship, it is unlikely you will fully recover from your anxiety unless you also deal with the abusive relationship. And for that, you should seek the help of a therapist. As helpful as the Anxiety Solution series can be, it cannot replace a good therapist's support, insight, and individual guidance.
On the other hand, a therapist cannot do what this series provides: daily reinforcement of anxiety solution skills and a vehicle for you to practice using those skills. You will hear the word practice a lot. The patients who are successful are the ones who work hard to overcome their anxiety, just like the people featured in this program. All of them devoted the time and energy necessary and made curing their anxiety disorder a priority. And so can you.